Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pastor Chuck Carlson will join me this morning. And I should say I better back up a minute. It's a little bit early in the morning. I'm in Pastor Chuck Baldwin, getting ready to read a piece from Chuck Carlson, and we hold these truths. But in regard to the guest this morning, it's going to be Pastor Chuck Baldwin from 9 to 9:30 this morning. Chuck was the running mate of Michael Perutka on the Constitution Party presidential ticket in 2004. Pastor Chuck Baldwin has his own news service, which you can find at www.chuckbaldwinlive.com. Well worth your time to take a look at some of the recent essays that Pastor Baldwin has written in regard to the whole relationship between Christians on the one hand and the Republican Party on the other, between those who believe that Christians have an ultimate duty to Jesus Christ and some other folks who seem to think that the primary allegiance of the Christian is to Caesar. That will be Chuck Baldwin this morning from 9 to 9 o'clock in the morning Central Time, and I'm looking forward to that hookup at that particular juncture. Have some other things to announce to you. We have a specific time and date for Dale Crowley Jr. to join Mark Dankos America on a regular basis. Pastor Crowley is going to hook up with me every week on Wednesdays from 9 to 10 a.m. Central, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Dale Crowley Jr. will come to us from Washington, D.C. every Wednesday morning from 9 to 10 Central, 10 to 11 Eastern Time. Really looking forward to that. I sent out a news release on this yesterday. I would imagine that you will soon see this announcement in the American Free Press, as well as Hermann Ottens Christian News, the German Lutheran weekly that comes out of New Haven, Missouri. Dale Crowley Jr., of course, left his radio show at WFAX AM 1200 up in Washington, D.C., and not on a voluntary basis. He was removed for saying the kinds of things that we routinely talk about on this show. Dale Crowley was a breath of fresh air in regard to mainstream Christian media for over 20 years in the Washington, D.C. area, and it reached a point where the Israeli lobby could no longer tolerate the level of truth that they were getting on Dale's radio broadcast, and so there was a strong protest movement to have him removed as the lone voice of truth at WFAX AM 1200 up in Washington, D.C. We will, in fact, see him on this show every Wednesday, 9 to 10 a.m. Central, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, and I'm really looking forward to that. Have a number of things to take a look at this morning. Chuck Carlson has a most interesting piece entitled, It May Be Time to Walk Out of Church. And he puts this in the context of his so-called Pharisee Watch, which again you can obtain at weholdthesetruths.org, WHTT.org. Chuck says that it might be time to walk out of church. Why Pharisee Watch? Jesus addressed the Pharisees of his day, says Chuck Carlson. The job of Christ's followers is to address the Pharisees of our day. A friend recently wrote to us saying he likes what we say, but, quote, can you consider changing the name to something a little less? Automatically offensive to Jewish people, a little less terminally, if unintentionally anti-Semitic, than Pharisee Watch? The insensitivity of this name boggles the mind, unquote. The writer expresses himself plainly, says Chuck Carlson, so he should appreciate Jesus' words. We chose Pharisee Watch as the title for our internet journal about 5 years ago, not in order to place blame on the ancient Jews, but to place it squarely on the so-called Christians of our day. We'll be back with this piece, along with some readings from Jeannie Conti's essay for Culture Wars, and Mark Dankos America returns live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Chuck Carlson will join us at 9 a.m. Central. Or Chuck Baldwin, I'm sorry. We'll be back.
Or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pastor Chuck Baldwin of the Constitution Party will join me at 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time. Pastor Baldwin can only be with us for half an hour, but I think he's an important enough guest that I'll take the half hour anytime I can get it with Chuck Baldwin. I have not seen Chuck personally since the first Tuesday in November 2004, when we were both in attendance at the National Constitution Party banquet that year in Baltimore, Maryland. That seems like a long, long time ago in terms of all the things that have happened since. But you start looking at this whole situation clearly in the Constitution Party and in the country as a whole, and it will make for a very, very interesting election in 2008. I think Ron Paul is definitely the horse to ride, by the way, in regard to the present circumstances in the Republican primaries. But assuming that Dr. Paul is not the nominee, and I'm hoping for a miracle that he is. But if he isn't, that will then leave America Firsters with other options. And when we get into the situation of third-party politics, clearly the Constitution Party is one party among a series of parties that will be casting about for support in the 2008 elections. Chuck Baldwin's own situation will bear for watching as well. Of course, he stays in excellent touch with the general public through the columns that he writes for News with Views. I post a few of these occasionally at Breaking All the Rules News. Chuck Baldwin keeps in touch with the public on an ongoing basis through his newsletter, which you can receive free online at Chuck Baldwin Live. So we'll say more about that when he comes on with us in about 2 hours from now. But it will be very interesting to see if his name pops up in terms of the presidential sweepstakes within the Constitution Party realm. Clearly, he would be one of the people that would have to be looked at very closely, I would imagine, in regard to the Constitution Party faithful. And Baldwin is a very unique guy to me, because Pastor Baldwin is certainly identified with the Protestant evangelical community and is a very, very effective evangelical Baptist pastor in Pensacola, Florida, with one of the largest churches in the country. And yet it seems to me that in regard to what he confesses as the truth, that he is a lot closer to the mark than any of the people that you can think of across the board that I am aware of, who have large congregations and are very much significant leaders in Protestant evangelicalism, because Pastor Baldwin is not afraid to take on some very, very tough issues. He always speaks the truth in love, and there are a couple of things where I'm not sure that he and I would be on the same page. We might talk about a little bit of that this morning. But it clearly is the case that he understands the situation with George W. Bush and the Republican Party and the misguided sector of the Christian right that supports George W. Bush, as few people do who identify themselves as Protestant evangelicals. So stay tuned for a real treat this morning from 9 to 9:30 a.m. Central Time, and that will be Pastor Chuck Baldwin hooking up with me from Pensacola, Florida. Matthias Chang contacts me this morning, by the way, from Malaysia. I think that this is an important enough red alert from Matthias, and I'm going to read this over the air. Many of you are familiar with Matthias Chang. If you are not, you need to be. He has several books out with the American Free Press, the latest of which is entitled Brainwashed for War, Programmed to Kill. That book deals with what Matthias Chang talks about is the so-called Anglo-American Zionist Military and Political Alliance that is designed to create a global hegemony for central bankers. Matthias Chang talks about many, many things in that book. I recommend that you get a copy. You can certainly do that through the American Free Press at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. But this morning he sends out his so-called red alert, a second red alert. Matthias Chang says that there is a second confirmation that big banks are insolvent. The federal discount rate cut, says Matthias Chang, no effect. Banks on razor's edge. This is what Matthias says to us this morning from Malaysia. In my last article, Red Alert, I wrote, quote, on Thursday, 17 August 2007, the Fed also announced that such loans can be for a duration of 30 days and renewable, multiple exclamation points. The practice is that banks must repay at the stipulated period, i.e., if overnight borrowing, this means the next business day. Here we have a 30-day loan period, and if they cannot pay, banks can even roll over for another 30 days. This is historic, says Matthias Chang. It means that major banks of the United States are out of funds and are illiquid or insolvent to the extent that even the normal oversight borrowings would not be able to meet withdrawals. Hence the need to extend a credit term of 30 days and renewable as well. This is a signal to those who understand the situation that the banks are in deep SHIT. It will be most interesting to see, says Matthias Chang, which bank has gone to the Fed for this facility at the new discount rate of 5.75 and for what duration. Once you get this information, i.e. the names of the specific bank, you will know for sure which banks are in the deep. If you have bought shares in these banks, dump their shares, says Matthias Chang. For Malaysians, Check on which local banks have exposure to these international banks. Then get out of that counter. After surfing the net for days, Matthias says, I hit the jackpot. Here is his list of names of big banks going to the Fed, or this is the title of the section of this red alert that he sent out to me this morning. I now know, says Matthias Chang, the names of the big banks that went to the Fed to get a handout. But there was a PR spin as to why they went to the Fed for the loans. These spin doctors really think we are some real blanks. They really think we are stupid. This was the statement issued by the big boys, quote, each have substantial liquidity and the capacity to borrow money elsewhere on more favorable terms, but wanted to demonstrate the potential value of the Fed's primary credit facility to encourage its use by other financial institutions. The money is borrowed on a term basis, unquote. This is garbage, says Matthias Chang, or whatever you may want to call it. As I have stated in my previous article, he says, the discount rate is the interest rate which the Fed or central bank charges banks for borrowing monies overnight, to meet reserve shortfalls. If the banks were so liquid, there was no need for the historic discount rate at 5.75 to be offered for 30 days renewable, as per the Fed's press release on the 17th of August. When any bank goes to the Fed for this kind of funding, there is always a stigma because it also reveals in a glaring way that the relevant bank is unable for one reason or another to borrow from another bank in the interbank money market, i.e. other banks don't trust this bank's credibility, period. Additionally, in the past, only Treasury secretaries or securities are accepted for such overnight loans. Now the Fed says that even toxic waste, which these banks can no longer con investors to buy, can be pledged to the Fed for such loans. Who are these banks, asks Matthias Chang from Malaysia this morning. They are J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Wachovia, and Citibank. And this is no coincidence, Matthias says, as these four banks are the biggest gamblers and the top four banks in the global derivatives market and the toxic waste fraud in the credit market. What these banks did to cover up the stigma is to borrow initially $500 million each in U.S. dollars. This was their effort to test the market reaction and to avoid a massive run on their banks. It is very likely that if a bank goes to the Fed to borrow massively, it would trigger a run on the bank, especially in the present climate of fear and panic that has gripped global financial markets. U.S. $500 million is nickel and dimes when exposures are in the trillions, says Matthias Chang. Let me assure everyone that they will come back to borrow more in staggered sums. They were caught between the devil and the deep blue sea. They had to borrow, says Chang, but cannot borrow too much at this stage, as otherwise it would trigger a run. Had they gone for the full liquidity bailout, they would have had to have pledged all the toxic waste in their portfolios, which would enable investors and global banks to know the extent of what they're in the middle of. As of today, there have been securities valued at just 20 cents to the dollar. Why have the other smaller banks not come forward, asked Chang. They are already dead, he says, or dying, and have no viable means whatsoever to even continue the pretense that they are solvent. Matthias's memo to me then from Malaysia has another heading entitled, Anticipating the Diehard Gamblers. He says that he doesn't really care about these idiots of the First Order, but knowing them, they will spread rumors and false theories to mislead everyone to re-enter the market for slaughter again. Gamblers need sacrificial lambs to make money. And if through my expose, says Matthias Chang, you want to re-enter the fray, good luck. I foresee their arguments. Quote, Matthias, don't be silly. How can these renowned international bankers be lying as to their intentions? My answer is simple, says Chang. Please read again my previous articles and don't doze off. They are the ones who created all these financial toxic wastes, and they're now being exposed for what they are, international fraudsters. We'll be back with Matthias Chang's statement on the banking crisis from Malaysia when Mark Dankoff's America returns live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Chuck Baldwin will join us at 9 o'clock in the morning central. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
We're back. This is Mark Danpas, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pastor Chuck Baldwin of the Constitution Party will join me at 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time, for approximately half an hour. That's all the time his chief of staff could schedule for him, but I'll sure take it, folks. Chuck Baldwin is a good friend, a very articulate guy, and he's a major player on the real American right. Chuck is one of these rare people who is a Protestant evangelical, and a very devoted one, very sincere one, who also sees the present relationship between the Christian right and George Bush for what it is. That will be Chuck Baldwin with me at 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time. I've not seen Chuck face-to-face since the first Tuesday in November in 2004, when he was wrapping things up that night as Michael Perutka's running mate for the Constitution Party that year in the presidential sweepstakes. We were all together at a big gathering in Baltimore, or outside of Baltimore, a very fine, beautiful country club, where we listened to Mike Perutka and Chuck Baldwin and Howard Phillips and others that evening. It seems like a long time ago. A lot of things have happened since 2004. That seems almost like it was 15 years ago to me now, even though it was just under 3 years ago that I was last with Pastor Baldwin. But he's a very, very interesting and fascinating guy. And I would suspect, particularly with the withdrawal of Jerome Corsi from the presidential sweepstakes in the Constitution Party, that as they begin to cast about for who their alternative may be in the fall of 2008, I suspect that Pastor Chuck Baldwin would be on the short list of anybody looking at the Constitutional or the Constitution Party's political situation as we approach that fateful first Tuesday in November. Quite clearly, Ron Paul is the alternative now for any America First populist and constitutionalist. And let's see what we can do to get behind Ron Paul in the days ahead. I've been saying repeatedly that I think that that's a part of a triad. Support the Republic Broadcasting Network, support the American Free Press, support Ron Paul. I don't think you can go wrong with that, folks, in the months that lie between now and the first Tuesday in November of 2008. That needs to be, in my view, the triad of things that you and I support as people who believe in the Constitution and want to reclaim the Republic again, and I'll say more about that before the end of this current hour. But Chuck Baldwin will be on with me this morning at 9 o'clock this morning Central Time. Also, we'll be repeating throughout the broadcast that Dale Crowley Jr. will now hook up with me from Washington, D.C. every Wednesday. Every Wednesday from 9 to 10 a.m. Central Time, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Pastor Crowley is someone that I've been aware of for a long time. Christopher Petherick got me hooked up with him in regard to last week's broadcast. And then as Pastor Crowley and I just started talking, we hit it off so well, I thought, you know, given Dale's long-term background with talk radio in Washington, D.C., up there at WFAX-AM, he's somebody that would be a great addition to this show. And Dale Crowley will bring a lot of listeners from the Washington, D.C. area to the mix in terms of Mark Dankos America on the Republic Broadcasting Network. But even more importantly, I think Dale Crowley will bring into the mix the most relevant conversation about what is going on politically and culturally and theologically in this country, especially as we continue to look at the ravages of Christian Zionism and what it means in the days ahead. Are we going to fight a third world war over this? It sure looks like it. And last night down at Emmanuel Lutheran Church at 130 Saipan in South San Antonio, I was lecturing on this very subject as my class was starting to take a closer look at Daniel chapter 9 and the so-called prophecy of the 70 weeks. What is the nature of that 70th week or seven-year period of time that has drawn so much controversy in regard to the interpretation of that passage in pericope? That's something, of course, that's a topic of debate for a future show, but we were looking at it in relation to present modern-day controversies, which Dale Crowley knows all about. Pastor Crowley is one of these people who has really been through the mill. He had a 20-year radio show in Washington, D.C. that was sabotaged by the Israeli lobby up at WFAX-AM in Washington, D.C. Dale's book has been hounded by Salem Communications and others who want to make sure that it does not get printed and distributed. Why? Because the same forces that are involved in censorship across the board when it comes to the whole question of Israel and Zionism and Christian Zionism want to make sure that you and I are not acquainted with Dale Crowley, do not have an opportunity to listen to what he says and to read what he writes. We're going to remedy that at Mark Dankos America this coming week. That is Wednesday, the 29th of August. Dale Crowley begins with me on a regular basis, hooking up with us from Washington, D.C. You'll find him every Wednesday on this show at 9 to 10 a.m. Central, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, and I'll keep repeating that through the broadcast. Let's get back to Matthias Chang, then, coming to us from Malaysia. He sends me a post this morning entitled The Second Red Alert. And when we start looking at this whole business of banks and the crisis that's been created by this central banking situation as it relates to hedge funds and subprime mortgage loans, we come back, we will reacquaint ourselves with the rest of what Matthias has to say, as well as finish his memo. This is Mark Dankos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pastor Chuck Baldwin of the Constitution Party will join me at 9 o'clock. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pastor Chuck Baldwin of the Constitution Party will join me at 9 o'clock this morning Central Time to talk about the issues that are most important to him. And as I mentioned before, Chuck Baldwin is somebody to watch in regard to the real people on the real American right and what he may or may not do in the fall of 2008. I don't know if Pastor Baldwin has any ideas that he might run for elective office again. In 2004, of course, he was the vice presidential running mate of Michael Perutka, who was the Constitution Party standard bearer for president in the fall of 2004. Mike Perutka is a good and close friend, as is Howard Phillips. I am acquainted with Pastor Baldwin, do not know him, of course, as well as the other two gentlemen, but I sure know his ideology and the things that he puts out routinely at Chuck Baldwin Live that are well worth your time. Baldwin, of course, is an evangelical Baptist pastor from Pensacola, has a very large church, and yet he always seems to say the correct things in regard to what he puts out in his news service and presumably what he says from the pulpit in regard to some of the basic things that we would hold dear here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. And that's interesting because in the Baptist evangelical circles that Chuck travels in, that's not always a very popular point of view, is it? Kinds of things that you and I might say at the Republic Broadcasting Network would draw a lot of stares from a lot of evangelical folks who tend to be pro-Bush and pro-Bush on a visceral basis. Pastor Baldwin, however, is not one of them, and he's a very, very interesting, articulate, and decent man. So we'll be with him this morning at 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time. And as I have mentioned before, Dale Crowley Jr. is a regular feature on this show now on Wednesdays. This coming Wednesday, he will be hooking up with me from Washington, D.C. for the very first time. That will be 9 to 10 a.m. Central, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern on this show on Wednesday. That's Dale Crowley Jr., and I'm really excited about this because a lot of his former listeners at WFAX up in Washington, D.C. will be getting in on Mark Dankos America and the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've sent a news release out on Pastor Crowley's beginnings with this show and with RBN that you will see reprinted, I'm sure, at the American Free Press at some point, and also in the German Lutheran Weekly Christian News, which has a circulation of at least 50,000. So this is going to get around the country that Pastor Crowley is going to be on this show, and he is going to be a needed addition in terms of news analysis and bringing from, again, the same perspective as Chuck Baldwin, a Protestant evangelical. Dale Crowley, nonetheless, is saying all of the correct things and has for a long time on this whole business of Christian Zionism. And Dale Crowley is an interesting, interesting gentleman, because both in terms of electronic media and his 20-year background at WFAX up in Washington, as well as with the things he has tried to do in book publishing, he has been through the mill, folks. You have no idea, maybe a few of you do, what he has been through personally and professionally because he has stood for the truth. The kinds of things we talk about here on this network and on this broadcast in particular are the kinds of things that Dale Crowley covers. That's why he's such a natural to be on here once a week with me. And he's such a wonderful guy, too. I think for those of you who don't know him personally or are not acquainted with what he does in the radio, you will be pleasantly entertained and informed by having him as a part of my regular show on Wednesdays. Again, he is one of these guys that testifies to the truth, but he is a very decent human being. That comes forth very strongly for anybody who has ever talked to Dale Crowley Jr. And this is going to be, again, quite an addition to this show and to this network that he's going to be a regular with me. And my thanks again to Christopher Petherick up at the American Free Press for linking me up with Dale Crowley. I've been wanting to talk to Dale for an awfully long time. I've been following his work for years in the Lutheran Weekly Christian News. That's Herman Otten's newspaper that comes out of New Haven, Missouri. But my first conversations with Dale personally occurred after Christopher Petherick put us together. And that my hat is off to Chris and to the fine folks at AFP who are a real resource for me. I'm putting in a personal plug for AFP, not simply because I believe in it. It has excellent articles by folks whose analysis is almost always on target. That's Mike Piper, that's Mark Glenn, that's Willis Carto, that's Paul Craig Roberts, that's Mark Anderson. All of the folks that week after week after week you and I can read, courtesy of what the fine folks at the American Free Press do in Washington. But off the record, they're also wonderful people in that they help you. If you've got a problem or a need for a resource, have a suggestion for something, or need to receive a suggestion on something, their folks are available with the door wide open to help you and to help me. And I can say to you personally that whether we're talking here about Mark Glenn or Michael Collins Piper or Chris Petherick or Willis Carto or any of those folks up there, they have been nothing but a wonderful resource with me and are to be credited with putting me on to Dale Crowley Jr. in regard to having the personal contact information that I needed to have him on the show one time. And once I had him on, it became apparent to me that he would be a fantastic addition to what I do in this network week after week. So he'll be on with us on Wednesdays, 9 to 10 a.m. Central, 10 to 11 Eastern. That will be Dale Crowley hooking up with us from Washington, D.C. every Wednesday. Let's get back then to Matthias Chang's memo from Malaysia this morning. He is talking about the fact that this whole business of the Federal Reserve Central Bank and what they have loaned in terms of the discount rate, what they have loaned to four major banks, not for overnight purposes, but for a 30-day renewable basis, is Matthias's judgment an indication that these banks, in fact, have had it. He emphasizes that if these banks are as liquid as they want us to believe, there was absolutely no need for the historic discount rate at 5.75 to be offered for 30 days renewable to these institutions, which again include J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Wachovia, and Citibank, these four. When you start looking at the deeper implications of this whole thing, it becomes obvious that there is a real situation going on here as it relates to this crisis in central banking that has been facilitated, the latest one, by this mortgage subprime loan exposure and securities based on those loans that have gone belly up. There are four banks that went to the Fed to get a handout, and that they received a historic discount rate of 5.75 to be offered for 30 days renewable, not overnight. Not overnight. Chang tells us that the discount rate is the interest rate which the Fed charges banks for borrowing monies overnight to meet reserve shortfalls. But now they're getting a historic discount rate for 30 days renewable. What does that mean? What it means, according to Matthias Chang, is that these institutions are exposed, folks, and woefully exposed, and simply do not have the reserve and the liquidity that they want you to think that they have. And again, it's J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Wachovia, and Citibank that Matthias Chang is talking about. Now, they've borrowed initially only $500 million, despite the fact that we're talking about trillions of dollars in exposures. Matthias tells us from Malaysia this morning that this was an effort to test the market reaction and to avoid a massive run on their banks. Their exposures are in the trillions, he says. And if they borrowed what they need up front from the Fed, then the jig would be up. Everybody would then know what's going on, and there would be a run on the bank. So this is what Matthias Chang is warning us about in this AM. And as we read through the rest of this statement, Matthias says that we need to read this whole thing again, quote, borrowed money on a term basis, unquote. It was really careless of them, says Matthias Chang, to state this. This is the giveaway. Attorneys will tell you that when cross-examining witnesses, they are always on the lookout for such slips, and it is quite often that such evidence can turn a case in their direction and to their advantage. If the banks are that liquid and their actions so noble, to demonstrate the altruistic intention of the feds, why borrow a mere $500 million each for 30 days as opposed to overnight when the exposures are in the trillions? This, says Matthias Chang, is the trillion-dollar question. Even this miserable amount, these banks want to repay on a term basis, not an overnight basis, a term basis for 30 days. Please pause and think, says Matthias Chang. I'm not here to convince you, he says. You have to do your own research and discover the truth for yourselves. Please check all the above facts. This concludes my second red alert. I have to apologize for the delay for part two of the article entitled Global Banking Collapse. And then Matthias reminds us from Malaysia that his eyes are bloody red, his body aching all over, just in finding out over the last few days which banks went to the Fed to get these discount rate loans for a 30-day term. He then concludes by saying to us from Malaysia, if you think that your brokers or financial consultants are going to break their back for this kind of news to you, I sincerely suggest that you stop indulging in this type of gambling, because you don't even come close, he says, to being an amateur trying to play off the stick with Tiger Woods on the awesome Augusta golf course. I must stop here, my friends, he says, too tired to type another word. God bless. Matthias Chang, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, 23 August 2007. Wanted to thank Matthias for including me in that notification that he sent out to his close friends on email. I indicated to him this morning in a return message that I sent to Malaysia, and they are 13 hours ahead of us, so it is now 9:15 p.m. over there. I thanked him and indicated that I was going to share this with my listeners this morning. When we think about Matthias Chang, we also think about something that Hamid Varzi says today. Now, here is a banker based in Tehran, folks, who has an article that's in the International Herald Tribune. Now, I want you to think through this with me for a minute. Hamid Varzi is a banker based in Tehran. What is he doing? Writing for the International Herald Tribune. This is, of course, the international edition of both the New York Times and the Washington Post. Fascinating that the Tehran bankers, of course, and the Tehran banks have been targeted by the United States and targeted by the West for sanctions because it's clear that the American government and the Israeli government would like to have a regime change in that country. Everybody's figured that out by now. Nonetheless, it is interesting that the International Herald Tribune has this piece from this banker in Tehran, Hamid Varzi, and it's entitled A Debt Culture Gone Awry. This coincides with what Matthias Chang was sharing with us this morning from Malaysia. Hamid Varzi says, as of 17 August, the following. The U.S. economy, once the envy of the world, is now viewed across the globe with suspicion. America has become shackled by an immovable mountain of debt that endangers its prosperity and threatens to bring the rest of the world economy crashing down with it. The ongoing subprime mortgage crisis, a result of irresponsible lending policies designed to generate commissions for unscrupulous brokers, presages far deeper problems in a U.S. economy that is beginning to resemble a giant smoke and mirrors Ponzi scheme. And this has not been lost in the rest of the world. This new reality has had unfortunate side effects that go beyond economics. Hamid Varzi says that as a banker working in the heart of the Muslim world, I have been amazed by the depth and breadth of anti-Americanism, even among American allies, manifested in reactions ranging from fierce anger to stoic fatalism. Muslims outside the United States interpret America's policies in the Middle East not as an effort to spread democracy, but as a blatant neocolonialist attempt to solve its economic problems by force. Arabs and Persians alike argue that America's fiscal irresponsibility has forced the nation to seek solutions through military aggression. Many believe that America's misguided adventure in Iraq was a desperate attempt to capture both a reliable source of cheap oil and a major export market for the United States. The United States borrows, says Hamid Varzi from Tehran, a whopping $2.5 billion daily from abroad to service its burgeoning debt. In order to continue borrowing at reasonable interest rates, America needs to retain credibility with its overseas creditors, especially Far Eastern nations running huge trade surpluses. A cessation of foreign lending would force the Fed to raise interest rates to attract money, precipitating a collapse of the already weak housing market and pushing the economy into recession. This is why, says Hamid Varzi, the Chinese in particular have threatened to retaliate against proposed U.S. trade sanctions by reducing their $1.3 trillion in dollar holdings. The U.S. debt situation is so grave that the Chinese would not even need to dump dollars to precipitate a meltdown, but could simply refuse to extend further credit. They could cease purchasing additional T-bonds and T-bills without selling any excess inventory. China has the far stronger hand, because a run on the dollar would merely reduce China's gigantic cash surplus while increasing America's debt burden to astronomical levels. U.S. debt affects all nations, says Varzi, but in surprisingly different ways. Third world farmers suffer from the effects of gigantic U.S. farm subsidies aimed at reducing the trade deficit, while Russia has actually profited from America's lack of discipline. Flush with funds generated from a decade of trade and account surpluses, Russia views U.S. sensitivity to its expansionist energy policy as a response to America's own failure to reduce energy waste and exploit alternative energy sources when it had the opportunity to do so. In sum, American economic decadence has become a source of Russian strength. America's supply-side economists argue that there's nothing wrong with going into debt, but this is valid only as long as a nation and its consumers are gaining something in return. What have Americans gained from their nation's mountain of debt? A crumbling infrastructure? A manufacturing base that has declined 60% since World War II? A rise in the wealth gap? The lowest consumer savings rate since the depths of the Great Depression? 50 million Americans without health insurance? And an educational system in decline and a shrinking dollar that makes foreign travel a luxury? The best cars, the best bridges and highways, the fastest trains, and the tallest buildings are all to be found outside America's borders. Supply-siders ignore the crucial distinction between, on the one hand, debt employed as an investment vehicle to enhance competitiveness, and, on the other, debt used to pay off current expenses and to create even more debt. The bottom line is that America is awash in red ink and seeks the wrong solutions to its debt problems. We'll continue with this piece from Hamid Varzi in Tehran in the International Herald Tribune. Mark Dankoff's America comes back to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pastor Chuck Baldwin of the Constitution Party will join me at 9 a.m. Central. Stay tuned.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pastor Chuck Baldwin hooks up with me this morning at 9 o'clock Central Time. He'll be coming to us live from Pensacola, Florida, to describe and to discuss the issues that he really thinks are the key issues of the day for people who believe in the Constitution and for conservative Christians who believe in the Constitution, who don't like the present course of action when it comes to Mr. Bush and the Republican Party. At least a few more people, I think, are starting to come to some degree of understanding as to the massive character of the deception that has confronted this country. And certainly Chuck Baldwin has a lot to do with that. He is one of the people, in my estimation, who has done an outstanding job of week after week, month after month, year after year, bringing things to the attention of the Christian right in regard to news and analysis that has never been popular in those circles. But Chuck has continued talking about it. And finally, one suspects that he's beginning to have some headway as more folks look at what's going on and say, you know, this guy Baldwin and Perutka, when the two of them were running in 2004 with the Constitution Party, by George, a lot of the things that they were talking about have come to pass. Chuck is an interesting, interesting man. I know that you'll enjoy being with him in approximately a little more than 1 hour from now. This is your opportunity, folks, to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. I've been saying repeatedly on the show that we need your help, and we need it now, and we need it on an ongoing basis. For those of you who are in a position to be regular contributors to this network, I hope that you prayerfully consider that. You can reach us at republicbroadcasting.org or give us a call at 1-800-724-2719. That's republicbroadcasting.org or at 1-800-724-2719. You can support the American Free Press. I continue to make a pitch for those folks, even though I get nothing out of doing that, because I believe in their product. When I look at what Mark Glenn and Michael Collins Piper and Willis Carto and Mark Anderson and Charlie Reese and Paul Craig Roberts bring to the table every single week, the only way that I can have all of those commentators together in one package is to buy the American Free Press. Get a subscription, folks. Send them your gifts from time to time as you're able to do that, as well as to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Buy books through the American Free Press. That's how I've gotten to know Matthias Chang, and I really enjoy reading what he puts out at AFP, as well as what I get from Glenn and Piper and all of the other giants who write for these folks, not simply as regular correspondents, but also in their book division. You can contact AFP at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. Tell them you heard about it here. Get yourself a subscription and be a regular part of the American Free Press team. That then leads to point three, support Ron Paul. Folks, if we are going to be successful in helping Ron Paul to be successful in bringing his ideas, which in the main are our ideas, into the fore in the American political arena, he's got to have the resources. He has done an amazing job thus far with what he has had. He's spent it wisely. He has spent it with discernment. He has kept himself in this race because his ideas and his issues are what is driving him. You think of Romney, you think of McCain, you think of Giuliani. Quite clearly, those three frauds have had a tremendous amount of money to play around with. Millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, in contrast to the paltry figures that Ron Paul has been working with thus far. And yet he's in the race. He's having an impact in the debates. All the polls show this. We need to put him in a position to where he can have an early and significant impact in the primaries. This is a front-loaded process. I was talking about this with a caller yesterday. More states are pushing up the dates of their primaries. Why? For one simple reason. The establishment wants to get the establishment candidate nominated as quickly as possible.